Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Lynn Marzulli, a good friend, ordained minister. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world today. How do we understand what is really taking place? The old world we've lived in, of affluence and perpetual prosperity and everybody getting ahead and the government providing for all of us seems to be coming to an end. The idea the government can provide for our health care, increase the percentage of spending on health care from about 2.6% where it was back in 1965 to 26.5% where it is today. And why are the costs of health care spiraling? Because government got involved and changed the rules and of course, drove the price up. And now, at one time, of course, we valued individual human life. When I went through medical school and started medical practice, human life was important. Now it isn't important. We kill the unborn. We're talking about having to have special panels in Washington, D.C. that will determine how medicine is practiced and who lives and who dies. And where's the outcry from the people? Well, we go along, you know, after all, as long as we get our Social Security and our Medicare, that's fine, but there is no money in the Social Security fund. There's no money in the Medicare fund. It's all an illusion. Well, boy, we have this fund there. And yes, government bonds, and when we need it, why, they go to the Treasury, and the Treasury goes out and borrows the money. But how long can you keep borrowing money when other countries won't lend it to you? Well, then you just buy it yourself, and as you do that, you destroy the value of our currency. Everything is changing, and of course, the America we've known is going to cease to exist very, very soon. And then, of course, we see a changing weather patterns. We see tornadoes like we've never seen before. We see hurricanes like we've never seen before. We find more earthquakes than we've ever seen before. Why are these things happening? The whole structure of the Middle East is changing. There are certainly evidence that literally all of the governments over there, which have been authoritarian, are going to be replaced by the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, America is doing everything they can. We're bombing Yemen. Maybe you don't know, but armed drones are over there bombing Yemen. We're bombing in Libya. We're at war with the Muslim world, the existing social structure, and we're going to topple the governments over there and turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic movement. Why would rational people do something like that? Why? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We're creating the best enemy our money could buy. And then, why is the weather changing? Well, With us is Lynn Marzulli, and I'm going to let him give you his view, which is I agree with, as to why things are changing. Because behind everything going on today, I believe, are powerful spiritual forces, and the world is heading for the ultimate change. Lynn, so good to have you with us today. We're going to be talking about your latest DVD, Watchers 2, and I hope you'll get those off to us as soon as you get back home.
Well, Pakistan, it's always great to be here. It's certainly my pleasure. Thank you for having me out, sir.
Well, do you pick us up your interpretation of what's going on?
Well, I mean, you know, it was a great introduction. If your producer could turn up your volume, it would be really helpful for me on this end. It's kind of low. But, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. We are watching the unraveling of the very thin veneer, which is society. And when I say thin veneer, all one needs to do is look at the aftermath in Katrina, look at the gang riots which are happening now. I think a person was killed on the Jersey Shore a couple of days back. A week before that, there were riots in Boston. And, of course, Florida, gang-related violence. Gangs of youth are running through the streets, spraying mace in people's faces, and then robbing them and beating the tar out of them. We see the anarchy on our southern border, where the death toll from the drug cartel war is now over 38,000 people have been killed in the last 5 years because of the drug war. And, of course, I've said this before on this show, but our federal government was supposed to create a border fence, a 2,000-mile-long border fence. They have not been able to complete that fence. And as a result, the drugs keep coming through, and you know, that gets into a whole other conversation, whether we should just legalize drugs. If we did that, then you wouldn't have the wars that we're having now. On the other hand, then you'd have a lot more addicts. Sweden tried it, and with Needle Park, and it was a total disaster. So I'm not advocating to make all this stuff legal. On the other hand, what we see is that the federal government is incapable of finishing a job. They can't finish a fence. They can't finish a fence. Plus, there's $60 million in parts and surveillance cameras that, guess what, they bought, but now they're not going to use. That's how our taxpayer money is funded. And, of course, Obamacare. Here's the bottom line, Dr. Stan. If they can't build a fence, how the heck are they going to manage health care for 300 million people? And, of course, they can't. Greater than that is the fact that there are now 45 million people on food stamps. 45 million people in this country, unprecedented, are on food stamps. The economy is absolutely in the tank. The housing market is the lowest. People own the lowest amount of their homes they did since World War II. I mean, $14 trillion in debt. But it's actually, when you add up everything, it's more like $60 trillion. China said this morning that the U.S. is already defaulting on its loan. The Bilderbergs are meeting in Switzerland, and on it goes. The Middle East is imploding. We see the fires in Arizona now. The fire there will be the record, the worst fire in Arizona's history. Meanwhile, there's fires in Florida. There are unbelievable floods all up and down the Mississippi River, Montana, and the worst is yet to come. The Fukushima reactors, all three reactors, melted down within 72 hours. So, and the Japanese kept the secret for how long? So what we're looking at is all that radioactive waste, all that radioactive water, the gas clouds, very similar to Chernobyl. When we look in the Middle East, we see now that the Iranians are probably a month or two away at best from creating a nuke if they already don't have one, and no one does anything because they basically can't. If they attack Iran, Iran will close the two choke points. They'll close the Gate of Tears, and they'll close the Straits of Hormuz.
Hold that thought, Lynn. We'll be back with you in just a moment, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra. doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch, no glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stad, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, and we're just talking about the tragic situation that we find the world in today. Go ahead, Lynn, pick up the story.
I certainly will. Thank you, Dr. Stad. So what we see is that the Iranians will close the two choke points, which takes about 60% of the world's oil. They will definitely close the Straits of Hormuz, the Gate of Tears over in Yemen. And we see Yemen right now there is no rule of law there. Major revolution. Obviously, Egypt is now, the Muslim Brotherhood is about to enter the fray and cast its political hat into the arena, or the ring, as it were. As I've said for months, what we will see is Sharia law in Egypt, and basically throughout these Muslim states. The Saudis are paying each of their citizens $7,000 apiece not to revolt. How's that for Islamic term known as bakshish, or Middle Eastern term known as bakshish? Basically, you grease the palm, and that's exactly what the Saudis are doing. Meanwhile, Syria has killed at least 1,000 people. I would double or perhaps even triple that number. And so what we see are droughts in Europe, fires in Russia, droughts in China, floods in the U.S. It's all impacting, all of this is impacting the commodities. Food prices are going up, 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 and up. And the bottom line is, folks, and I've been saying this for months, you need to get 4 to 6 months worth of food and water stockpiled, and you need to do it now. Absolutely need to do it now. We live in a very fragile state here, and the federal government can't be everywhere at the same time. We're also seeing the jackbooted thugs breaking into the SWAT team, being sent into a home where allegedly the woman defaulted on her student loans. When was the last time you saw jackbooted thugs? What about when Bernie Madoff was arrested for the biggest Ponzi scam in history? Did the SWAT team arrest Bernie? As far as I remember, that didn't happen. But boy, you default on those student loans, man, and those jackbooted thugs came in. They got the wrong guy, by the way, dragged him out in front of his neighbors, and literally held him down onto the ground with a knee to the back of his neck. Isn't that just lovely? And no search warrant. And, of course, what we're seeing is our Fourth Amendment rights are being violated. Meanwhile, the United States, not only have we not declared war in Afghanistan and Iraq, we're not at war. We're at war with the terrorists, whoever they are. And as you've said, Dr. Stan, where are these terrorists? You know, we're in Afghanistan, and this thing's been going on for 11 years, certainly almost three times what World War II was, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex, and this is exactly what we're looking at. But wait, folks, there's more. It even gets better. The United States has spent upwards of $65 million in Libya, and we're not at war with them. And, of course, Congress is enervated and won't hold Obama's fire to the feet. What he's doing is unconstitutional. But never mind that, folks. While all this is going on, we've actually entered the fray in Yemen. So now we've got, you know, four wars that we know about, and who knows what else is going on. Meanwhile, the American people are fascinated and fixated on what? The Casey Anthony trial. I wonder what will happen next. And on it goes. Or my favorite, Wiener's Wiener photograph. I mean, this is the state of our country when they distract us from what's really going on with Anthony Wiener's nonsense. The guy should step down immediately. His constituents should demand that he immediately leave Congress. The man is an absolute disgrace, and the media should have enough sense to stop publishing the stories. But, of course, they don't, because this is what tantalizes the American people. And just like the Casey Anthony trial, I mean, it's the same thing like the O.J. trial or whatever. And every week you'll notice that they trot out someone new. Casey Anthony will get legs until the trial's over. Anthony Weiner's the latest person to be publicly eviscerated. They were kind of light with good old Arnold Schwarzenegger, with his little love child. You see, and on it goes. And I know about the stuff because I'm a news hound and I have to see it. But you see, instead of telling us about the $64 trillion debt, instead of talking about the Arizona wildfires or the Mississippi flooding, or the fact that the commodities are going to go up, or warning the American people to do something, or spending $65 million on the Libyan war, which is not a war, which we haven't declared, they could pump that money back into the citizens who maybe are losing their home and give the American people a hand. No, the government does trillion-dollar bailouts and props up Wall Street and all this other stuff. Folks, it's coming down. It's coming down. All that to say, Dr. Stan, and I was a little facetious this morning, but I am on a rant. All that to say, and in my opinion, these are the signs that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, warns us about that will precede his second coming. And if this isn't it, I'll shave my head and become a Buddhist because I can't read the prophecy.
Well, I think that we are living in amazing times, and especially because so much of what's going on still involves around the Near East and the Middle East. And evolves around the little country of Israel there, which seems to be, here's a country with, 7 million people in it, and yet it's always in the news, and it has a profound impact on America's foreign policy. So I think we have to understand that Israel is key to what's going on, is vitally important, and of course, Israel may well end up attacking Iran, and if it does, of course, it's going to really just unite the whole Muslim world against us, and if there's a war over there, you can be sure that we will be standing behind Israel, and of course, we'll be drawn into that fray. But this is going to be different than ever before, because America has secretly transferred nuclear technology to Pakistan. So now the Muslim nations, and certainly if something should happen, why Pakistan will fall and the Muslim nations will have, I don't know how many nuclear weapons, probably a couple of hundred. After all, we've been giving money to Pakistan so they could build nuclear weapons. We gave them the technology. That was, of course, the Sybil Edmonds story. If you haven't read it, you need to read my January 2008 newsletter. That's January 2008 newsletter. Understand this story is known everywhere in the world, except here in America, where we have freedom of the press, and that means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress information. And there is concerted effort to keep the Sybil Edmonds story from the American people. Even though it's up on the Internet, you can check out everything I've written. It's all true. We, the United States State Department, transferred the nuclear technology and equipment wherewithal to Pakistan. Then we financed them while they built the bombs, and they're still building the bombs, and we're still giving the money. Why would you do something that stupid unintentionally? Could it be there are people who want a nuclear war in the Middle East? Could it be that there are people who intend for there to be a nuclear attack on America? Why would anybody want that? Why, then we could justify ever more control over the American people's lives. The government's got to protect us. We've got to have a dictatorship here in America to put down the lawlessness and the terrorism and to protect the people, after all, and provide for the people. After all, we had a nuclear attack. from a country that got the nuclear wherewithal from our own government. Understand the civil Edmund story, its implications. If you don't know it, my January 2008 newsletter, or simply read the London Times article on Sybil Edmonds, and then I begin to understand the reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. We are building the best enemy money can buy in preparation for a war with a Muslim world, and where is the outcry? Why, Chris, is deafening in his silence. I think Lynn is absolutely right. I think terrible things are coming down the line, and it's time for people to check and make sure they have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that may well be the only thing that will sustain any of us. We should be making plans and preparations for the difficult times, but I believe the most important preparation you can make is to be absolutely certain that you know who Jesus Christ is. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Click on the website that says The Story of Jesus. The Story of Jesus. So the front page at radioliberty.com. And then go to the site that says, how do you know that you're saved? How do you know you're saved? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And I don't believe anything is this happening by accident. I don't believe that we're seeing climate change. I think this is all being used as a cover. I believe that the government has the ability to create storms and tornadoes and hurricanes and droughts. And why do I believe that? Because Zygmunt Brzezinski said we would have it. Zygmunt Brzezinski, in his book, Between Two Ages, the footnote at the bottom of page 57, talked about the time when government would be able to create storms and droughts, but very few people in government needed to know. Most people were to be kept totally in the dark. This is written in 1970, and sure enough, very few people in government know. Most people are being kept in the dark. The last thing they want the American people to know is the government can alter the weather. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's all classified and top secret, and none of this information can get out. If you work for the government and you were to release it, you'll end up like Manning, who did the WikiLeaks, naked in a cell. Naked in a cold cell in a prison in America with the lights on all the time. Naked in a cell. What sort of a civilized country would keep a young man who's not yet been indicted or tried for a crime naked in a cell? Why, a nation that's lost all contact with right and wrong. And where is the outcry from our Christian ministers across America? Once again, deafening in its silence. Lynn, what's your take on what's going on? Do you think God's going to bring his judgment on this country?
Well, the short answer to that is yes. I think he already has. It's funny. Americans think that this is some great Christian nation. Meanwhile, we've gone around the world. When I say we, remember, there's a shadow government. You know, you've talked about that in your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and it's certainly well worth the read. I've read it several times, and it just points out that there is a shadow government, that there is this Luciferian Brotherhood of Darkness, this shadow government behind the scenes. And, you know, you mentioned about selling a nuclear technology or giving it to Pakistan and creating these sort of Hegelian dialectics that we see all over the globe. America is involved, as I said earlier, basically in four wars, and there's been no approval for any of these things. And it just goes on and on and on. Afghanistan, the 11 years now, and every year we get a $1 trillion opium harvest. Folks, if you doubt what I'm saying, go back and do a little history. Study the opium wars, where the English went into China and went to war with China for the right to sell opium to the Chinese people. That is the heart of man, fallen man. You can't get away with 65 million aborted babies, 53 million, I'm sorry, 53 million aborted babies in this country, which is nothing more than a Luciferian ritualistic blood sacrifice. That's what it is. And that's our legacy here, folks. This is, you know, you can call it a Christian nation all you want, but the bottom line, it's not a Christian nation. Maybe it was at one point, but it certainly isn't now. And we see when the governor is chastised for wanting to pray, somehow that's, we can't pray because of the so-called separation of church and state. Well, that's completely taken out of context. And for those of us who have done their homework, we know that that's just a straw man argument. There is no such thing as separation of church and state the way it's being held up in front of the American people today. That had to do with when the founders put that, it's not even in the Constitution or Declaration of Independence, that basically had to do with the idea that no one religious Christian sect, whether it's Presbyterian or Methodist, would be sanctioned as the official religion, Christian religion of America. But of course, see, all this is completely taken out of context, and the ACLU and the lawyers try to dumb down the American people.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Coming,
if you have a question, give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts and greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com, 970-493-6789.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch. No glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess it's morning, Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn has written a number of books, certainly the Nephilim Trilogy, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, Alien interviews. Now, that doesn't mean interviews with aliens. It's interviews with people who have talked to people who've been abducted by aliens. Fascinating book. Lynn has a DVD out. It's called Watchers One. Goes into UFOs, cattle mutilations. It goes into interviews with Dr. Lair, who's actually removed 16 metallic implants from people who've been abducted by aliens. And now, of course, the latest DVD is Watchers 2, which I hope Lynn will send us as soon as he gets home. We actually have seen it. He sent us a copy. It's fascinating. I will tell you, my wife is very critical of most things we see. She thought this was a wonderful, wonderful DVD. Lynn, would you like to tell our listeners about your new DVD, Watchers? Oh, first of all, before we get to Watchers 2, I want you to get out your website, your blog site, so people will know how they can get your material, and then we'll talk about Watchers 2.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Stan. The website is www.lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and the blog is lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. I blog 6 days a week, Dr. Stan, and keep an eye on what's going on and talk about something different pretty much every day. I'm trying to alert and warn people of basically the times that we're living in. This thing's coming down like a freight train, and certainly Watchers 2, signs in the heavens and earth, and everything we've talked about this morning, Dr. Stan, is alluded to and talked about in Watchers 2. And I think we're in it. We are in the birth pangs, in my opinion.
I certainly agree with you, and there's so many things that are taking place today all over the world, and it's so important that people look at things not through man's eyes, but through the light of Bible prophecy. And because so many of these things are actually prophesied, and the earthquakes we've had, and remember they talk about the earthquakes that will be, but people are going to say we've always had earthquakes, but aren't we having a lot more now than ever before then?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Just so people understand that the 9.0 earthquake in Japan literally moved the island to the point where towns are now underwater at high tide. Just think about that. Entire towns are now underwater, 2 feet of water at high tide. That's how much that 9.0 shifted the Japanese mainland. And what we're seeing there are 5.4, 5.2, 5.8 earthquakes almost on a daily basis right off in the same basic area. So, you know, people go, well, that's not so bad. Have you ever been in a 5.4 earthquake? It's still extremely unsettling. And we're seeing these. There was one when we were on the show a couple of days ago, Dr. Stan. There was a 6.0 in southern Chile. And so what we say is that the earthquakes, and we're told this is all prophetic. We get into this in Watchers 2, that we're going to see earthquakes in diverse places. That's one of the signs of the end times. It's one of the major signs. But combined with that is the wars and rumors of wars. And we spent that first section, Dr. Stan, you know, talking about what we're seeing all over the world, the saber rattling, the wars and rumors of wars. That certainly is applicable to today's global scene. Absolutely. We get in Watchers 2, we discuss bird and fish die-off. I mean, look, I've been on this planet for 60 years, and I'm a news hound, and I've never seen the type of bird and animal deaths that we see now. And, you know, some naysayers are going, it's just because of the Internet. Now we get information. Well, that's true, but we had information from the Internet 5 years ago, folks, and we weren't seeing the stuff that we're seeing now. There were like 600 penguins or 6,000 penguins that suddenly died. I mean, it's just every week we see that it's either a flock of birds or 200 tons of fish or whatever it is. It's almost on a weekly basis. Somewhere on the planet, you get these huge animal die-offs. And, of course, what's really alarming is the bee, the collapse of the honeybees, which pollinate, by the way, all our food and vegetables and fruits. That's how all that works. And Einstein said that if the honeybees stop pollinating, that's the end of humanity. And in essence, he's basically right. How are you going to pollinate the crops so that, you know, you'll get a crop? It's all done by the honeybees. And with the collapse of many of the hives, and scientists are still trying to figure out what's going on. You see, Dr. Stan, what we're looking at is not just one event, not just earthquakes or floods or famines. And, you know, speaking of floods, look at the Mississippi. You don't see that on the 6 o'clock news, do you? You don't see the flooding up in Montana, entire towns underwater, acres and acres and acres of crops being ruined. You don't see that. Instead, and this is why I take great umbrage in this, what do you see? You see the stinking Casey Anthony trial. It's absolutely unconscionable that our media lends itself to this type of mindless reporting, which has nothing to do with anything. Meanwhile, the stories that should be reported are swept away, and literally, and people don't even know about them. And it's just unconscionable,
in my
opinion.
Let me share with you something.
Last night, I interviewed one of our
good supporters, a personal friend named Deborah Tavares. Within the last 4 weeks, she attended a meeting where Ted Turner spoke, multi-billionaire, largest landowner in the United States. He talked about the necessity of killing off 95% of the world's population because there are too many people in the world. He talked about the coming food shortages, the shortage of water, the cannibalism that's going to occur throughout the world because of the vast famines. Why are the honeybee colonies collapsing? Why? Because the outlaw DDT, they're using insecticides that disorient the bees. They can't find their way back home. They know what they're doing. They know the cause of all of these things. But there are people who really want it. And when Ted Turner, at a meeting in California within the last 4 weeks, talks about the necessity of killing 95% of the world's population, and we spend all of our time talking about Tiger Woods and Susan Anthony and Governor Schwarzenegger and his love child, why, little wonder people don't understand what's going on. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
I'm Tim in Wisconsin.
Yeah, who is this?
I'm Tim in Wisconsin.
Fine, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I didn't think of a question. The thing I just thought of was two things that I felt I wanted to say about what I like about you, Dr. Stan. How you're a Christian man that says about, you know, preparing because of Christians in a church in my area that told someone about stuff that was coming on the earth, how he said it.
Well, hold that thought. Hold the thought.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is reminding listeners, out of sight should not mean out of mind. Let's remember our brave men and women of the military by sending care packages to them while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization. This message is sponsored by U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and is that gentleman still with us? Please say what you wanted to say, and then we'll get back to Lynn. What would you want to say?
This man at this one sleep kind of Christian church, he was telling about someone telling him about stuff, you know, that's, you know, going to be coming upon the earth, and I guess he must have told him about that he should prepare, and he said, I'm not going to start the pantry unless I hear God or hear the Holy Spirit tell me. We're just going to trust God, and then I tried to tell the pastor of that church not too long ago. Tried to tell him about, you know, why I feel that Christians should still stand up against you know, all evil, including corrupt government, and he says that to do that is to, you know, that when you do that's calling attention to it, and that in a way it's given them glory, and he says I don't want to give them no glory, but I don't know, I just really don't really feel that.
We are told in the scriptures about Joseph in Egypt, and of course he knew the great famine was coming, and he actually made the preparations. There were 7 years of abundance, and they put things aside, and then when the great famine came, why, of course, they were able to feed the people. And you will find time and time again in the Bible talking about making preparations. The virgins, remember, there were the 10 virgins or 12 virgins, and half had oil and half didn't have oil. And those who didn't have oil, of course, weren't able to go when the groom came. So anybody who tells you we have no obligation, you just put your faith in the Lord. Yes, we put our faith in the Lord, but we also make preparations. And thank you so much for calling. You just keep trying to get people to understand. If they don't want to listen to you, that is their problem. But you prepare for yourself and your family and these other people. Well, they're going to be answerable to God. And I don't think God is going to bless people who make no preparations for themselves. Thanks so very much for calling. Lynn, we're almost out of time. You pick up the story from there.
Well, I certainly appreciate the time, Dr. Stan. You know, my partner, Richard Shaw, and myself, we're both produced this Watchers 2 DVD. And the reason why we did it is so much is going on, and people need to be awakened. The church needs to be awakened from their slumber. The gentleman that was just talking about his pastor that just said, you know, don't worry about it, that type of thing. He's exactly the type of person that needs to sit down and watch Watchers too. Some of these people live, unfortunately, in glass houses or bubbles, and they're completely detached from the real world because, you know, the tithes keep coming in every week, and he gets his paycheck, and blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is the world is coming apart at the seams, and I believe that Yahweh, God, has raised up watchmen, of which I consider you a watchman, and certainly I am a watchman. And what we're trying to do is send out a clarion call to people, make it really very, very clear that this is what's going on. And Watchers 2, signs in the heavens and earth, you know, we don't preach, it's not religious, but what we do show, Dr. Chuck Messler comes on, Dr. Roger Lehrer, Stan Deo, Jib Wilhelmsen, many of these people have been certainly guests on your show from time to time, Dr. Stanton. They're all in this film. And what we show is that, you know, folks, it's not business as usual. It's something more. It's not business as usual. I believe that we're in the birth pangs. And I know you'll be carrying watchers, too. I think Janet Shipping, my lovely wife, has already sent out some to you. So people will be able to go to your website and purchase watchers, too, signs in the heavens and earth, and apprise themselves of what I believe vital information, and also give it to their loved ones. Give it to the people that doubt, that are still asleep. Folks, we need to wake up. The times are tenuous and tumultuous, and in my opinion, unprecedented.
I agree with you totally, and I think people have to be prepared. I think people have to realize that the world we have known has ceased to exist. We're entering new and terrible, terrible times. And the idea that we just shouldn't do anything, we should sit back and trust in the Lord, you know, and it's all in God's hands. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler preached. And he kept saying, pushing this whole idea of doing nothing, Romans 13, read Romans 13, go along with the government. And there's a wonderful book we carry. It's called Hitler's Cross. It's written by one of my favorite ministers, Erwin Lutzer. And we carry the book, Hitler's Cross. And he tells how Adolf Hitler and his Nazis used the Bible, used Romans 13 to keep the people, the Christians, in line until they were herded off to the concentration camps. Read history. The past is prologue. Those who don't remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer, available from Radio Liberty, along with, of course, all of Lynn's books, Watchers 1 and Watchers 2, which we think are excellent, certainly depictions of what's going on today. And I really like your Watchers 2. What sort of response are you getting to it?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's overwhelming. People are giving it 5 stars. I mean, people just, I get emails every day from people who have seen Watchers 2 and how it's not only opened their eyes, but usually there's always a skeptic in the family. Like, you know, the wife is totally into this and understands what's going on, or the husband sees the times that we're living in and is trying to show the wife. And they sit down and they watch, you know, Watchers 2 together, and guess what? It gets the dialogue going. People start talking about it. And then, you know, they have to decide for themselves. Is it really business as usual or something more? We bring that question back to the viewer over and over and over again. And, of course, I believe that we're warned of this in Matthew 24, where, you know, Yeshua tells us very specifically, warns us of the times of what the earth will be like right before his second coming. And, of course, I believe we are in those times. We're seeing the manifest on the news. Well, what news we get, but certainly on the Internet, and it's coming down. So people, you know, I get accolades every day, Dr. Stan, from people who thank us for making Watcher 2 because it alerts people to what's happening.
I agree with you totally, and I think it's vitally important that people understand what's taking place, make their preparations fiscally, financially, but primarily spiritually. God bless. Thanks so much, Lynn. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Take care.
Have a safe trip home. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group.
And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with L.A. Marzulli, Lynn Marzulli. We do carry his book, The Nephilim Trilogy, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, Alien Interviews, Watchers 1 DVD, and now Watchers 2 DVD. They're excellent, or we wouldn't be carrying them, of course. And we recommend them to you. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch one of our DVDs on The Secret. The Secret, The Forbidden Secret, or The Dark Secret. And both The Forbidden Secret and Dark Secret come with syllabuses, which we recommend that you get and you read, and that you think very seriously about the message that they have. In fact, I was rereading my Forbidden Secret syllabus just the other day. You know, I write these and for the background of the talk, and I haven't looked at it in several years. And there's a quotation there from George Bush in his State of the Union speech in January of 2007, where he talks about what's going on in the Middle East. And he said what's going on in the Middle East is certainly not simply a military conflict. It is the defining issue of our time. And then he went on to say, the world revolution is continuing in Sri Lanka and he mentioned several other places in Nepal, these places throughout the world. What was he talking about? Why, of course, what is really going on today is the world revolution. The same thing is going on today in the Middle East, only we've expanded it now to all the nations there. This is done intentionally and purposely. Our intelligence agencies are going to destabilize all of those countries in the Middle East and then turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood so we can have a great war with the Muslim world. That's what it's all about, and heaven help the Muslims, and heaven help us, because we have the nuclear technology to kill millions, hundreds of millions of people. And remember what Ted Turner said within the last 4 weeks, we've got to eliminate 95% of the world's population. Ted Turner, the largest landowner in the United States, one of the richest men in the United States, openly advocating killing 95% of the world's population. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real. Are you prepared? What is your responsibility? You can say, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. There's a great deal you can do. The question is, do you have the courage and integrity to do it? Because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you can help us financially, we'll appreciate your help. We need to expand our a number of stations where we're heard, and we picked up a couple of news stations, but it's always expensive, and if there's any way you can possibly help, why give us a call? 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245.